Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work.
Pretty sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
Time to get somebody enrolled in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school, and that somebody is Scott.
The subject is the Founding Fathers, since we're coming up on the 4th of July. True or false, Scott, the Founding Fathers never referred to themselves as the Founding Fathers.
I'll say false.
No, that's true. That term was not coined until 1916 by Warren G. Harding. Okay, you're down one.
Okay.
Next question. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? Was it 26 or 56?
I'll say 56.
Yeah. Correct. 56 people. Yes. Dick Hertz, Jack Mehoff, they're all in there.
Yep.
Which of the following did not sign the Declaration of Independence? Betsy Ross, Benjamin Franklin, or William Whipple?
Betsy Ross.
You are correct. All
right, because women couldn't even hold pens back then. They weren't even allowed to touch a pen.
Yeah, she was busy sewing.
Yes, where she belonged.
All right.
All right, Scott, you're a winner, man. Hang on.
Okay, thanks.
How soon before I get a hate mail on that?
No, it's true. I mean, women couldn't even look at the inkwell at that point in time. They really couldn't do much.
Yeah,
but,
and if they did, they got the business hand of a backhand.
Yeah, I mean, it really was the way it was.
I'm not saying I advocate it.
No.
I'm just saying that the current slogan of the administration is Make America Great Again, and we're talking about...
No, you know, what was it, 1920 that women got the vote, so...
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, something like that, so...
Yeah.
Back then, they wouldn't have been signing the Declaration of Independence.
No, they weren't even allowed in the room.
Nice job, Scott.
They were bringing a drink.
That's right. Nice job, Scott. A good example of American stick-to-itiveness.
Well, what do you mean?
He was down one, he came back to score the victory.
Yeah, came back and won two, came down from... He was in a must-win situation, had his back against the wall. And he came back. 602-260-1007. Mark at KSLX.com. Neanderthal at KSLX.com.
I think it was Monday we were talking about. We got into a discussion about the Star Wars franchise, and I said that I was kind of done with them because the last couple that I've seen, I haven't really thought were that great.
I thought the last one was great, but it's tough because, as we all know, we all grew up with the original Star Wars. So when they did the first trilogy, we kind of got to know the characters. Then we got the second trilogy, and we kind of hated the characters.
Yeah.
Now we're into that third. They're doing like these offshoot movies that aren't really tied into the original timeline, and it's very difficult to get into them. So I can totally understand.
Well,
even though they're pretty good movies.
This next one, it's interesting because this woman, Kim, wrote and said, you should definitely check out the next one, which will be the Han Solo movie, because Ron Howard has come in to direct it.
Right.
And I saw that earlier in the week, that he's going to be the director of that movie. And I think that's I'm interested because Ron Howard, let's face it, that's a win-win kind of situation, because I think if you're a Star Wars fan with Ron Howard directing, you know you're going to get a good movie. I think it's going to be at least a good movie because he's solid.
Yeah, he doesn't make bad movies.
And he needs a hit. Because whatever he's been doing over the last few years, they've probably been decent movies, but they just haven't caught on. So he hasn't had a hit in a long time. So that's kind of a win-win situation,
I think. Yeah, I would think so. But it's kind of weird to think of Ron Howard directing a Star Wars movie.
It's a
clash of cultures or a clash of environments, because you don't think of Ron Howard as being sort of sci-fi.
No, you don't.
You know what I mean?
But, I think, though, he's one of those guys who can handle any subject matter and make it a good movie. But
yeah, no, he's going to be good. I bet it'll be good.
It's kind of weird, though, because we all have this very positive feeling about Ron Howard.
Right, exactly.
Despite the fact that he actually is responsible for one of the greatest problems facing America today.
Clint Howard?
No. The opioid problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it's our contention, and it has been for a long time, that... He started the opioid problem, the opiate problem.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, when you start talking about when things are going around, what they're named after, like, who follows the Reverend Sun Young Moon?
Moonies.
Moonies, right, yeah. And goobers? What are those?
Goobies.
Yeah. Those are the things that happen. I mean, anytime you follow something, if you follow Justin Bieber, you're a believer, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're responsible for the opioid epidemic, what do you think it's named after?
Opie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
No. By the way, there was a lot of foreshadowing in that TV show.
Really?
Yeah, I remember Goober was responsible for people picking their nose. Remember that? And do you remember ever having so many men so interested in a woman's pie before?
Oh, Aunt B.
Yeah. Aunt B's pie was probably the most desirable pie in Hollywood for a long time.
It was apparently quite delicious.
I'm just saying.
Yep. And she was always advertising it.
I know, yeah. She was giving it away to everybody.
So.
Warm, wet, moist.
Yes.
Tasty.
Yes.
Just yummy. With just the right amount of flaky crust.
Mm-hmm. So the next time you think about the opioid problem, remember where it started. The original Opie.
Ron Howard.
We have Mark and Neanderthal's fake facts coming up.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yes, indeed. What we got here is fake news and alternative facts mixed together to make a delicious concoction of fake facts.
Yeah, this is stuff that we've made up, we've sort of fabricated, we've created, concocted to try and, I don't know, maybe disseminate information that might be less than truthful. Fake news, if you will. Alternative facts, if you will. We are the fake news media. These are Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
The makers of Ben Gay have never provided health benefits to same-sex partners of their employees.
Interesting.
Ben Gay.
President Trump announced from the Oval Office this morning that neither he nor any member of his family will ever eat any food prepared with leeks.
Leeks can be delicious.
I don't even know what a leek is. I know it's spelled L-E-E-K, though.
Yeah. It's like an oniony
is
kind
it?
Of thing. Yeah.
All right. Like a shallot?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes, I believe so.
You're welcome.
It was rumored that some of the founding fathers had color TVs, but Thomas Jefferson preferred black and white.
Oh no. That's the fun kind of racism, isn't it? Just saying.
It's a fake fact.
Okay, then. The band Bread is now toast.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. There you go.
I gotta mention this death, and you're not gonna know the guy's name.
Okay, what's the guy's name?
If I say Gary DiCarlo passed away this week at age 75, it's not gonna mean a lot to most people.
Right, you won't know who the name is, but I guarantee you know the song he wrote.
He was a co-writer of one of the most famous songs around, although you probably don't even know the name of it.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that
It's this song.
You hear it all the time, mostly at sporting events, and never on the PA, mostly when the crowd is singing along to it.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, like if you're ever in a, like if the Suns are ever in the playoffs again and have a chance to eliminate another team, you'll hear this.
Yep.
The crowd sings it at hockey games.
The song
football was games, right in the last 3 minutes of a football game, something like that. Like when Packers fans are exiting the stadium out there in Glendale at University of Phoenix Stadium, you know, after they've been pummeled. You see them all walking up the stairs in their little green and yellow and their cheese heads. And this is what rings out over the stadium.
The band was Steam, and Gary DiCarlo was he's the guy who sang the song, the lead vocal section.
Right.
And it's called Na Na, Hey Hey,
Kiss Him Goodbye. Yeah.
So he wrote it with two other guys. I think he came up with Na Na. The second guy came up with Hey Hey. And
right.
The third guy came up with Kiss Him Goodbye.
Yeah, somebody got paid on that thing, and I'm not sure if it was Gary, but if he did, what do you think that song is worth?
I'm always fascinated by that, because a lot of what you know this song for, how is he going to get paid if a crowd just starts chanting it?
Right, exactly.
There's nobody to collect from.
For people that don't know that, every song that gets played at a football game or a basketball game or a hockey game, they get paid. The artist gets paid for that. It's called a BMI royalty fee.
Yeah.
And the venue has to pay that. So any club or something that's playing certain music by a certain band, you get it. You know, they get a check for that.
I mean, he certainly would have got, if he had retained the publishing rights, he certainly would have gotten paid for when they used it in Remember the Titans. You remember the football movie? I think Denzel Washington was in it.
Yeah, I remember that. This is the scene in Remember the Titans.
Somebody had died, and they're at a funeral.
Yeah, they're at a funeral. Oh, Jesus.
So bad.
This is terrible.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
That's the guy from The Wire.
Na, 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 na.
This is terrible.
Na, 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 na.
There's Ethan Suplee when he was fat.
Yeah, hey, and you got the sad music in the background. That's from Remember the Titans.
Yeah,
I thought
that
was a pretty weak use of it. But,
yes, I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, you know, I think the guy's worth mentioning anyway. It's certainly a song we all know, but I'll tell you what. If he had given away the publishing rights early in his career to somebody, you know, sold them for a couple of $100, it would. If I was that guy, it would kill me every time I heard the song.
All right, question for you, and this may be somewhat inappropriate. Do they play this song at his funeral?
They should play it at his funeral. I think it'd be a fitting tribute. It's absolutely appropriate, and you know what?
While they're taking the coffin out of the church?
He was still singing the song up till like 2 years ago. He was performing it. I say it'd be perfectly appropriate.
You get the church choir up there to all everybody sing it?
Absolutely. Fitting tribute.
Seems to make sense.
Okay, question.
All right.
I drove past a Fry's this morning.
All right.
They don't have the tent in the parking lot that sells the fireworks.
I haven't seen any of those this year. Like any of those tents at all. Is that new? Was there a municipality thing that we're not aware of that you're not supposed to do anymore?
It's kind of become a standby over the last 5 or 10 years is the tent in the parking lot at 4th of July time.
Yeah, the white tent sets up, you know, literally like the last week of June and you go out there and you buy your explosives.
I don't ask this to be funny. I'm actually curious because it's not funny because there's like over 30 fires burning in the Southwest
right
now.
Yeah.
Wildfires. Does it have something to do with that it's been so hot and so dry that it's dangerous to have that kind of stuff out exposed like that?
I don't know.
I know that sounds ridiculous.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, I just, again, yeah. I'm so used to seeing it that the idea that I'm not seeing it now, like now that you bring it to my attention, seems weird.
Yeah, just, you know, just food for thought here. And you know what? As you get into the weekend, you know, it should go without saying, but do be careful with your fireworks.
Yeah, and we put something together just to remind you that, because sometimes it's easier to remember safety tips when you hear them musically.
True, yeah. This is my 4th of July song. That was the night it all went wrong. That gunpowder kick was strong. I held the firecracker too long.
Nice.
I admit that I was dumb, 'cause now I ain't got no thumb. I made one foolish slip. Now I ain't got no prehensile grip. This is my 4th of July song. That was the night it all went wrong. Now I suck at ping pong. I held the firecracker too long. Because I stood and watched the fuse, I've got the 9-finger blues. I can't hold a cube of sugar. I can't even roll a booger. This is my 4th of July song. Jason Pierre Paul sings along. My thumb landed in Hong Kong. I held the firecracker too long.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-second song challenge.
7 songs in 30 seconds. It works like this. You got to guess the titles of the 7 songs that we play in 30 seconds. The timer starts when the first song is played. The song title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct. Then we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling till you get the song or the 30 seconds is up.
I think we're welcoming Mike to the program this morning. Mike, is that you?
That's me. I'm ready to go.
All right, Mike. We're going to give you your 30-second song challenge, and it begins in 3, 2.
Oh, Mike. Okay, I got it. Yep. Baby,
correct.
Hold On by Eddie Money. Be
correct.
As loud as you can, Mike. Really get loud.
Song number 2.
Play Long Time?
No, it's not 4Play Long Time. Oh, Mike, you're running down. Oh, you're done.
Yeah, that happened.
Hey, wow. Hey, when you're live, totally different animal. Totally
yep,
different.
See? You talked a lot of smack, didn't you, when we were doing this?
Yeah, hey, and I was talking so much trash on this phone.
Yep.
Everybody in Phoenix. Try it out. Guarantee you won't get it.
Not as easy as you thought. You made it through 2 songs. Not even 2 songs.
Yeah, Mike, that second song, do you have any idea what it was now?
Oh, it's not More Than a Feeling. It's not 4Play. Oh, God.
It's that album,
though. It's on
that
album, though, yeah.
It's Boston's rock and roll band.
Oh, rock and roll before. Of course.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yes. Mike, what are you off to do today? What do you do for a living?
I go and help people that are in major crises.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool job.
All right. Well.
All right, that's about as vague a description as I have ever heard of someone's job.
I can't, I, can't, I
can't really talk about it too much.
Not a problem.
He can tell you, but he has to kill you.
Exactly. So I'd rather live.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thanks for playing along with his 30-second song challenge. Not as easy as everybody thinks it is.
From that description, he could be a heroin dealer.
Wait, he helps
somebody,
people.
Yeah, somebody's
people
having a major crisis.
I really need a fix.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure he's not, though.
Do not besmirch the professional career choices of Mike. It's just so horrible. My goodness.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you play your 30-second song challenge. Well, how you don't play your 30-second song challenge.
I was just actually looking at this thing about university presidents. You know, the guy from ASU, Michael Crow?
Okay.
The president of ASU?
If you had offered me $100 right now, I couldn't have named him.
He doesn't need $100 from you, I can tell you that.
Okay, why?
$1.5 million. He's the top paid university president in the country.
What do you suppose he does?
He presidents.
I mean, think about this for a second. Like our guy Tripp, who is the vice president and like the cluster guy, he's the head cheese here for all the radio stations here. He doesn't do anything. He sits in his office, plays guitar,
walks around,
screws around, walks around, talks to people, tries to avoid dealing with Dave, our program director.
Yep.
Because he's a smart man.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
But I mean, the university, like when you get to an executive level like that, I mean, you've got assistants and other people to pretty much sign off on everything. All you have to be done is sort of kept in the loop. He walks in and just kind of goes, mm-hmm, okay then.
You just sit there and like Captain Picard, you say, I want this to happen. Make it so.
And it happens.
Yeah.
From $1.5 million, huh?
He makes, his base salary is $838,000.
How's he supposed to get by on that?
He got a $150,000 bonus. Then he got a retention bonus. Of over $500,000. What's a retention bonus? Like fluids? What is he retaining?
I have no idea. That's feeling a little bloated right now. That's because you have too much money in your wallet.
That's pretty impressive.
Okay, then.
Yeah. All right.
That's nice then. All right. Well, all right. So I guess you can feel great about your job today.
$1.5 million.
All right. Independence Day is Tuesday. We're taking Monday off. We're going to do Lead, White, and Blue all weekend long, extra Led Zeppelin stuff. So if you've got a Zeppelin request, you can always email neanderpaul@kslx.com. And there's a big birthday happening today that you may or may not be aware of. Yeah. We'll find out about it as we check in with ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
Mark and Neanderpaul present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the day's news set to Led Zeppelin's Black Dog.
All right, today would be the day because Independence Day is July 4. It's time to hit the liquor store. Nice. It'll be very busy tomorrow, guaranteed. Yeah,
but be careful.
Yep.
All right. Michael Crow has a 7-figure salary, so why does ASU need my money? They just keep calling. I've paid tuition already.
All right, and happy birthday. The iPhone's turning 10 years old, an unending source of phone porn gold.
I'm holding my iPhone right now. It is about 10 years old.
Yeah, I have mine is too. I have an iPhone 4S. That's how I'm at the top of technology right here.
I'm a 5S. Everybody's like, why don't you get a new one? I'm like,
because this one works.
This one works.
This one works.
It's fine.
I ain't mad at it.
Now, listen, I want to put out an alert here. We need to, law enforcement needs to keep a closer eye on places like Sun City, Sun Lakes, Leisure World in Mesa. Any 55 and older community needs to be watched closely.
And why is that?
In Florida, they just busted a golf cart chop shop and drug running operation at a senior citizen community.
That could be a problem.
A golf cart chop shop.
I'm sure, yeah. They're just sitting there, you know. They got that thing up on blocks, laying down there.
How weird is that?
It is pretty strange.
Yeah. I mean,
the drugs they're sending out is high blood pressure medication anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But
I can see Mildred watching the door while Mortimer runs the whole operation.
Yeah, Gus is keeping a lookout. He's on the roof with an AK.
Ethel was shocked.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Thaddeus, the security guard, taken completely unaware.
Gertrude doesn't know what to make of it.
Yeah. Yep.
Mabel has apologized for her language because when she heard about it, she said heavens to Betsy.
Yes. Bert was flabbergasted, but he couldn't get up the phone to call anybody. His flip phone, the numbers weren't big enough, so he couldn't call anybody before the po-police showed up.
Hey, guys, you don't think Harriet was involved, do you?
No, we hope to think not.
No, Harriet's been cleared already.
Yes, she's absolutely an upstanding member of society, so... Now, that'd be horrible down there.
But Bertha and Winifred are... they are persons of interest, though.
Winifred.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.